Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 13. Separate Dying Embers.
Part 3 of 3. Written by Casey Wayland.
Anything in the hose?
No! It hits the flat!
Come on, stop, kid!
I have to shut it off! We hooked it up to the wrong one!
Well, that wasn't the switch!
Guys, we're out of water in our reserve! Hurry!
Just hold on!
Get back up here! Your time's up!
Riley, give me your hand!
No! We need this now!
I'm out! One sec!
Damn it!
Starting to work!
Come on! Behind you! I got him! Now hurry up! Riley, just give me your hand!
Almost there!
I need to open the valve slowly, or it might...
Riley!
Let's get this done!
Help! Help!
Grab her! Quick! They keep coming!
I got her!
Take that, you little bastard! Yeah!
It's on! The pressure goes with up halfway!
Seriously? It's pumping and there's water?
Guys!
That's just great! Okay, lower them down slowly!
Here you go! They're filled to the brim!
Got them! Alright, now you go help with the hose!
Alright!
Take them down there!
Okay, Bert, I got the gas can. Now...
What about the hose? You think it's...
It's working!
Look!
I just stood there looking down at the pieces of the stairwell door on the third floor, holding the hose in place. The water flowed so fast that the initial jerk knocked me against the wall. I held on with all the strength I had in my hands, and I realized Lizzie was right there behind me holding it as well. As long as we didn't let go, we could control it. She motioned for me to move further into the third floor. The flames chewed away at the walls of the hallway, and we sprayed across to cover as much ground as possible. We cleared a path to the first apartment. I ran to the window and flung it open and gasped for air.
My turn! Get back here! Keep pushing forward. We don't know how long this will last. Okay!
More people made it down the steps and changed out control of the hose, and they pushed forward. People with buckets came to douse the smaller blazes while the big hose finished off the wildfires. Soon after, the air was thick with white smoke. It started to cloud over everything else.
Lizzie! Lizzie, I need...
Peg! Peg! Peg, Peg! Come on, Peg! Breathe, okay? Breathe! Hey, watch your step. The floor can give way. Stay close to the wall.
You heard her. Keep pushing forward.
Breathe, Peg. Breathe.
What? What did I...
Yeah. You went too long.
But we did it. Didn't we?
There's the elevator door.
Peg, stay here.
Where's that one coming from?
Lobby door! There's rubble against it, and they're still pounding on it!
Alright, so what do we do now?
You four, grab guns upstairs and get back down here. The rest of you, keep pushing down the hall. The fire's not out everywhere yet.
grab our buckets and get our guns?
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Any more flames?
All because of you, Riley. Nice, go ahead. Sorry, gotta keep my mind on my job.
Come on, we need to get back. Now that the flames are gone, they're gonna try to start getting back in the... Wait. Wait, how do we get back up?
Climb?
Are you serious?
Well, we didn't exactly think this all the way through, did we?
Guys, up there!
Come on!
Through the white steam pouring out of the third floor, I could see a lone figure on an adjacent building overlooking the battlefield. The figure arched his back, letting out another cry to his listeners below. Most of the mob changed direction and started pouring toward the lobby and away from the fire truck. I tried to target the figure, but it was hard to see through it all.
Angel! Give me your rifle. Here, you take the saw.
But I don't know. All right, how to... Now it's Angel's turn! Die!
Don't use up all the ammo, you knucklehead! Shoot him a couple of times!
Smirk's got nothing on me!
Keep him out of the tower! Use the gas cans!
Got it!
We need to throw it out far enough.
Move! I said I got it!
I'm out!
All right, Bert, I have the gas.
Just hold still.
What do we do? Bert? Bert? What are you doing?
Bert, damn! They move!
Okay, Bert, I got the gas cans. What should we...
Just get it out there! As close to the lobby as you can!
I got the other one!
Take cover!
What the hell? It didn't blow up!
It didn't work! I filled it full of holes, but no boom! Datu said it wasn't gonna work!
Whoever listens to Datu! Plan B. Riley, where's your lighter?
Upstairs.
Hell!
Thank you, guys! Thank!
Hey, there's gotta be flares in there somewhere!
Flares? Oh! Well, let's hope they're in the cab. Here, Bert, take the... Oh, it's out of ammo.
Riley, go look. Angel, you cover me while I reload.
I don't know. I'm having a hell of a time seeing down there now. Wait! Backside!
I see her!
Got her!
Here, I found some.
There! That's my last bell.
Light him up, Riley. Bert, clear the way for the flares.
Here, you take one, we both throw at once. Ready?
On three. One, two, three!
Get down!
They're coming off our left!
On the right! Oh, lots more coming! They're coming towards us now!
All right! Herald up!
I'm reloading!
Me too!
Stop! We need to reload! Hold on, just a...
What is that?
They're slowing down!
They're running away!
Not all of them!
Then just keep shooting! All right! Surely it's time to shine!
Four of us kept shooting every straggler around the tower as the majority fled in all directions. I shot the ones I could see. Within just a few short minutes, there were less than 30 still gathered around the fire engine.
And one for you. And one for you. And, oh, you know, I hate to re-gift this, but...
Right, this side's clear.
Mary had a little lamb. Little lamb.
That's all on this side, too.
Oh, but I wasn't done with my song.
I think we need to shut that off. I'm pretty sure it's dry by now.
I got it.
Here, I'll help you down. Come on. Easy. Slow. Go slow. No rush. It's okay.
Michael, you see any up there?
I'm looking here, but it's hard to see. There's still a few moving, but more twitching than anything else.
My skin's covered in ash and sweat.
I don't think you'll be able to wash it off anytime soon, either.
Shh, hey, shut up, you two.
What? You hear something?
Absolutely nothing. And it's fantastic. Well, I gotta hand it to you, too.
Hey, what did you say about shutting up? Don't try to get all buddy-buddy with me. I haven't forgotten upstairs. I still have your nail marks on my neck. Wouldn't kill you to trim those, either.
Look, momentary relapse. We did good down here together. I stayed, didn't I?
Uh-huh. You helped us out. But now you've got what you need, you have ammo and a way out. Good as time as any for you to get started on your way.
Angel, we just did all this together. Just
and
give
we, and
break.
We can work together, but things still aren't good between us. Now you get what I'm trying to say. Don't you?
Loud and clear. All right. One free swing and that's all you get.
What?
Just...
You think that's really going to make up for it?
Yeah, just trying to avoid the teeth, all right? The last thing I need with no dentist around is...
Really? One free shot.
Well, it makes us even. All squared up at the house, all right? Settled. Like men.
Idiots is more like it.
All right.
Oh, come on, boys. You can't be serious.
Oh, damn. I think I misjudged you a little bit.
Come on. Get up.
You boys need to grow up.
Come on. Let's head towards the lobby. Careful as you go, some of these might be playing possum.
I'm watching them.
I'm sure there's a few left in the elevator shaft. Let's head that way. Hey, you know there's a second verse of that song, right?
Oh yeah, I'm well aware.
What the hell is that song?
You're a little lamb.
And? What's that?
I'll tell you later.
No, come on, just tell me.
I stood there, watching Riley, Angel, and Bert head toward the lobby. From my vantage point, I could see countless bodies surrounding the tower, some on fire, some still moving slightly on the ground. This was the aftermath of the bloodiest battle I had ever been in. This tattered bunch of misfits and civilians had defeated some of the greatest threats I'd ever encountered. Even though the lobby was in shambles, the second floor might be flooded rubble, the third floor ash, we were alive. But the battle was far from over.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, and Kevin Flood. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind
by Wayland Productions.